Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in South Central Iowa and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA and KRLS. Now with today's In-Depth, here's Dr. Bob Leonard.
A former member of one of the greatest country music groups of all time will be performing in concert locally tomorrow night. Let's go in depth with Jimmy Fortune, country and gospel singer and former member of the Statler Brothers. Jimmy, I find it hard to believe that I'm actually talking to you because I grew up listening to and loving the Statler Brothers.
Well, thank you, buddy. I appreciate that. They were around a long time, and then I was with them for a good while, almost 21 years. So, it's hard to believe it's been 20 years since they retired, though, since the group retired. And I've been out here for 20 years on my own now, so another whole career after that. So it's been, it's been a whirlwind, but, what a blessed life I've had, to be able to do what I love to do for so long, just thankful.
Can you tell us a little bit about the history of the group?
Yeah, the Statler Brothers, of course, started in 1955, and that was the year I was born, actually. And it started out with Harold Reed, Phil Bosley, Lou DeWitt, and they had another guy named Joe McDorman. Don Reed wasn't there at the time. Don Reed came along about 5 years later, and they got him because it was Harold's younger brother. And of course, that changed history because he such a beautiful voice, beautiful lead voice. And that was a piece to the puzzle that started the Statler Brothers. And so in 1964, they were touring with Johnny Cash and with him for about 8 years. But they were in the studio one day. John didn't show up for the studio that day, and they decided to record Flowers on the Wall. And Flowers on the Wall became a hit in 1964, big hit, actually beat out the Beatles for a Grammy in 1965. That got it all started for the Statler Brothers. And then proceeded to have hit song after hit song for about 40 years after that. So it's just pretty cool career. And they were the most awarded act in the history of country music still today.
The Flowers on the Wall song, it's just, I don't know, I've heard it so many times, and I just love hearing it every time. It's just so beautiful and tells, I don't know, a very intriguing story.
Yeah, it was written by Lou DeWitt, who was the tenor singer for the Statler Brothers before I came along. He was the whole reason I was with the Statler Brothers. He heard me singing at a ski resort up in Virginia, and he was going to have to be out for about 6 months because he suffered from Crohn's disease. And so he actually picked me out for the group to come in and help him out while he was off. And I didn't know, and he didn't know at the time, it was going to turn into a full-time thing because he just decided he couldn't come back because of his illness. And he eventually passed away in 1990. But Flowers on the Wall, it was one of the most brilliant songs I've ever heard. Of course, it's about a man who's kind of now in an institution because of the lost love that he had, and so many things affected him from it, and he wound up in an institution. So it's what he's doing. He's counting flowers on the wall, and she doesn't bother him at all anymore. So it's kind of a, like you said, an intriguing but very a brilliant song into a look of it makes you think, and it takes you, it paints that picture. And it's just a great song. It really is.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation with Jimmy Fortune, country and gospel music singer and former member of the Statler Brothers. Well, there's countless, well, I suppose you can count them, but I mean, there's just so many great songs that the Statler Brothers came up with. And one of them you wrote, Elizabeth. Tell us about that.
Yeah, of course, they had, Flowers on the Wall. They had Bed of Roses. They had oh gosh, Go to My Grave, Loving You, Class of 57. And then when I came along, I wrote songs like Elizabeth, My Only Love, Too Much on My Heart, More Than a Name on a Wall. Those were number one in some top 10 songs as well. But Elizabeth was a song that I never had written a song before. I was with the Statlers, and I went to them and asked them if I wrote a song, would they, because I knew that Lou wrote songs. I said, if I write one, would y'all record it? And they said, well, yeah, if it's good enough, which was an honest answer. And so been many God things in my life, including being with the Statler Brothers was a God thing. And then having a song like Elizabeth, fall out of the sky to me, I just felt like it was meant to be. I had this melody in my head, it was a beautiful melody, and I needed something to go with it. And this name just kept coming up in my head, and I kept hearing it everywhere. And it was just like God was trying to tell me something. Put that name in this melody and then see what happens. And so I did, and it just took off. And if it hadn't been for the Statler Brothers, there wouldn't have been a Jimmy Fortune. And there probably wouldn't have been Elizabeth. So I had them to thank for that. And it's still today my most requested song. Well,
and it was the first song you ever wrote.
Yeah.
Went to the top.
Yeah. Yep. I won Songwriter of the Year that year for it. And it was Song of the Year in Country Music in 1985, voted on by the fans of country music. Yeah.
Well, what do you think makes a great song? I mean, you've been performing them for your entire career and have written them. And what makes a great song?
It's a song that people have to relate to. There are songs that are good dance songs. There are songs that are good, songs that are just, that are just musical, that don't even have words to them there. But it's something that if the song connects from your heart to those people out there, that's going to be a good song. They're going to relate to it. And when they come to the shows, you'll see them singing it back to you, mouthing the words. And then you know that the song did what it was supposed to do. And so I do think that you have to have a platform. Sometimes it's like, there are a lot of great singers out there today, and there are a lot of great performers that they have not made it yet, and who knows if they will or not. Some of them do, some of them don't. But I would say that the stars kind of have to line up a little bit. You have to get a break, and if you do get that break, then you have to take advantage of it. And I think you lay the groundwork of things that are going to happen to you early in your life. As time goes on, when you're living your dream or whatever, doing what you love, and you put your heart and soul into it, then I think that comes through in your work. And then if it's a song that you've written, it comes through in that song. It gets to the people, does the job that God wants it to do. And then when they're singing back to you, you know that you're doing what you're supposed to be doing.
Well, one of the things I love is the clarity of the voices, the beauty of each individual voice that comes together in perfect harmony. That's just magic.
Yeah, that's the thing about being with a quartet. It's a great thing because you can lean on each other, and you lean on each other's strengths. And when one's a little weaker in one point, the other one picks them up and carries you. That's the magical thing about being with a group. Now, when you're on your own, you're standing out there on your own, it's kind of a lonely feeling sometimes. But I usually, even now after the Statler Brothers have retired, I have backup singers that come out with me. But you need that to kind of, I just feel like you're out there by yourself. It's just it enhances it to put those voices together. When voices come together, there's a certain amount of strength and a certain amount of power in that you can't get otherwise. But quartets and trios, they are special in that way because you're leaning on each other. It's not just one person, and we all take credit for the when you succeed, you all get the credit for that because it's not just one person that's doing it. It's everybody together, working together.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation with Jimmy Fortune, country and gospel music singer and former member of the Statler Brothers. Take us back to that moment when you first met the other three guys, well, the four guys, I guess, when you first met them and you pulled out a song and here you're this young guy and here are these award-winning, brilliant musicians, singers all around you. What went through your head at that moment when you hit that first note to sing with them?
Well, I showed up at the office in Stanton after Lou DeWitt recommended me for the group because he had heard me singing at a local ski resort up home. He suffered from Crohn's disease, and he was going to be out for about 6 months. So he told them about me, and they call me up, and they get me to come over. I come to the office. Of course, I'm this kid, 26 years old, scared to death, and thinking, what in the world's going on? These guys, the most awarded act in the history of country music, called me up to come over here and sing songs that I've been singing on the radio with them, you know. And I went in, I met Phil first, got out of the car, he's standing there, I met him. I walked into the office, he took me in Harold's office. I met Harold, and when he spoke to me, his voice shook the ground, and it was like very intimidating to stand in front of him and hear him talk, you know. And then Don came down, I met him. And then we talked a little bit, and Harold said, why don't we go to my house and get around the piano and sing a little bit? And on the way to his house, I was thinking, my gosh, even if this doesn't work out, I got something to tell my children one of these days. I stood around the piano with Harold Reed and Phil Bosley and Don Reed, and we sang around the piano. And it was Amazing Grace was the first song we ever sang together. And then, of course, I think we did some Flowers on the Wall, and I'll Go to My Grave Loving You, which I knew some of those songs, and because I'd listened to them on the radio. And I thought when I left there, I might not ever hear from them again, but lo and behold, they called me back. Long story short, they hired me. I was there for 6 months, and after I was there for 6 months, they asked me. Lou said he couldn't come back because of his illness, and he asked me if I would be willing to be a full-time member of the Statlers. And I said, you know, I'd be an idiot to turn this down. And I told him, I said, I'll stay as long as you guys want me to. And that's what I did. And so, you know, after I was there for a little while, I went to him and I asked him, I said, if I write a song, would you guys record it? And I never had written a song before. And I when they told me, yeah, if it's good enough, then I took that and I said, well, I found a melody and I found some words to go with it, and I felt like God gave it to me. It just kind of fell out of the heavens, you know, and it was meant to be, because the song became a number one song. It was Song of the Year 1985 in country music, and I won songwriter. I mean, you can't explain that. I mean, that's only God can do things like that, and I really feel like it was when I look back on it, I see where he had his hand in all of it and the plan of everything that was supposed to happen the way it did. And I was just happy that I was, you know, in the position I was to help them out. And plus, they helped me out big time, you know.
Well, and you're coming up to Knoxville here in a little bit. Can you tell us about that?
October the 7th, we'll be there. Doors open at 6 p.m. I'm sorry. Show starts at 7 p.m. at the Knoxville Performing Arts Center. And I am so looking forward to being there with everybody. I was just out there not long ago at the in Spencer, you know, at the fair there. And we had a great time. Thousands and thousands of people sitting out there. And so I'm looking forward to being kind of in an intimate setting with the fans there in Knoxville Performing Arts Center. And it's where you can kind of get up close and personable with everybody, you know. And I always look forward to that. And I sign autographs after my show. My show is called Jimmy Fortune Celebrates God and Our Country. And that's what we do. We celebrate after what everybody's been through the last 3 years. We celebrate our God first and foremost. We celebrate our country and our families because we're so thankful, and because I'm a very thankful person. I'm a very patriotic person. I celebrate our veterans in a big way because they sacrificed so much for us that I never forget about them, and I never will, because freedom's not free, and I get to stand on stage and do what I love to do because of the sacrifices people made for me, and I get to live my life because of what the good Lord did for me, so I'm just thankful for that too. So just a very thankful person, and we celebrate all of that in my show. So hopefully you'll come, you'll laugh, you'll smile, you'll cry a little bit too, and but we will come away feeling like, hey man, we're proud to be have grown up in the United States of America and be here in such a wonderful place that is a great country. Even with all the problems that we have, we're still the greatest nation on earth, and we celebrate that.
And tell us where and when again?
It's going to be October the 7th. The doors will open at 6 p.m., and the show starts at 7 p.m., and that's at the Knoxville Performing Arts Center.
And it's a night people will remember for the rest of their lives.
We hope so, and we hope that, like I said, I love to shake hands and hug people's necks after the show and sign autographs. I love to hear their stories, and that's always one of my favorite times to get out and actually mix and mingle with the people. I really missed that when the COVID thing happened. I missed doing that and just getting out with the people, but now we can get back pretty much full blast, you know, and I'm so thankful for it because people are what keep me going. I think this is my biggest gift is people, and my music comes next. My love for the people. If you don't have that, I think it would be hard to do this business if you didn't have the love for the people.
I keep hearing you're concerned about my happiness, but all the thought you're giving me is conscience, I guess. If I were walking in your shoes, I wouldn't worry none. Are you and your friends a word about me? I'm having lots of fun counting flowers on the wall.
Thanks to Jay Fortune for contributing to the program. For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
An audio copy of today's in-depth program is available at KNIAKRLS.com on demand or for download. Just click podcasts. If you have topics or show ideas you'd like to hear in depth, contact KNIAKRLS by sending an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's local news and the number one news and information source in South Central Iowa is KNIAKRLS.